T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Teams, the schedule, and so forth.
Yeah, so there's 20 teams, and we play over the course of like 6 to 8 months, depending on if you make playoffs. And basically, we play in a league that is specifically designed for Overwatch, which is the game we play. And 20 teams, 12 players per team with like 3 to 4 coaches, extra staff members. There's a lot to go into it. So
yeah. And so from a standpoint of the, you said 12 players on each team. If we're comparing it to the sports that a lot of our listening audience is used to consuming here in town, is it similar to sports like football, baseball, and basketball, where your spot on the roster throughout the year is, you know, you got to keep competing at a high level and things like that? Is there a lot of roster churn throughout the year? Because I would imagine in a lot of these other sports, there's roster churn because of injuries. I don't know how big an issue injuries are in esports, but is there a lot of churn with the roster and a lot of having to make sure you maintain your spot on the team?
Yeah, it's very competitive. I wouldn't say physical, like burnout or injuries is a problem. I would say it's more when new patches are introduced, new game balance, different heroes become better. And when other heroes get better, there are some players that are better at certain ones.
Mm-hmm.
So you always have to keep on practicing what you think will be good next. That way you're ahead of the curve. And
so always new things introduced to the game.
Yeah, always new things.
Yeah. And so I've had a chance to, not live yet, but I've had a chance to see some of the YouTubes of the events, the production. This is a big production. Can you describe, Raucus, if a fan is going out to Revention Center on February 29th, what the experience is like?
Yeah, so like, you can go to like, so when you go to the Revention Center, it's like going to any like big event, basically. There's going to be tons of people there cheering for their favorite team. I hope we're their favorite team, rather.
Of course.
But It's like being like any sports fan, rather. You're there cheering on your favorite team, watching them play. Hopefully they win. It's just competitive. You want to be the better team. And considering there's another team in Texas as well,
Is there another team in Texas?
There is another team in Texas.
Okay, so who's the other team in Texas?
I don't want to talk about them, actually.
Are they up in Dallas? Or
they are up in Dallas.
Okay, good. So we know we got a little Houston Dallas rivalry.
But we're 4-1 against them. So
okay, good. That's good. That's nice to own them in another sport.
Oh yeah, easy.
That's great. That's fantastic. Well, and some of the things I've seen. Look, I'm a big wrestling fan, right? I love WWE, and that's why when I was looking at some of the videos of what you guys do in the Overwatch League and in esports, there's a lot of that glitzy production that goes with it, just the introductions and some of the sensory stuff that goes on in the arena. It's not just a bunch of people sitting down in seats and watching guys play video games, right? It's a lot of stuff that goes into it.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that goes into it. The production is really well done. There's so many people working behind stage, and there's so many computers and stuff backstage. There's a lot of production behind the scenes.
I'm joined by Raucus and Dante from the Houston Outlaws of the Esports Overwatch League. So let's talk about each of you guys personally. Raucus, I'll start with you. How did you get into being a professional gamer? And at what point when you were playing video games growing up, did you realize, hey, I might be able to do this? You never know. I might be able to do this full time.
So growing up, there was never like a giant infrastructure for like esports until I was about 20. It's been like the last 5 to 6 years that it really, really blew up. But for me, I was working like a full-time job and I was like not happy with it. So I took a 2-week vacation that I had. And during this 2-week vacation, my game that I play right now, Overwatch, came out and I got like really good at it. Like I got like number one in like every category, every statistic, like on the, like this like public leaderboard thing. And then one of the scouts like noticed me and they picked me up within 2 weeks. So I quit my job.
Okay. So that's, and Dante, I want to follow up on that, but Dante, what's your story? Similar?
I'm actually a lot younger. I'm just 20 and I was in high school when Overwatch came out and I was studying I was doing my schoolwork a lot, but in my free time I would play Overwatch and I ended up getting really good at Overwatch. I got top 10 in the leaderboards and then I got scouted like he did. I got asked to try out for a team. I made the tryouts and I was playing for a team while in school. And as soon as school was over, I full committed to Overwatch.
Yeah. That's the part that fascinates me, is the scouting part of this thing. Is it, first of all, Rock, is that you got good at the game within a 2-week vacation that you took. I mean, is that just something, were you always the best at video games when you were playing with your friends growing up?
Yeah, probably, honestly. No, but like the reason why it was like the 2-week period, it was the second I took my vacation, the next day the game came out.
Okay.
So it was like a perfect timing for me. It was kind of like,
So
like,
nobody had a jump on
you?
Yeah,
no one had a jump. Plus, right. I'm like the kind of person that goes to like extremes. Like I would legitimately stay up like 20, 22 hours and sleep for only like 2 hours if it was like a 24-hour cycle.
Okay.
Like I did that constantly. I did that for about like a week and a half straight until like I was like actually shaking.
Is a lot of sleep something that your coaches now recommend for you? They recommend like don't go binging on the game trying to get better for 20 hours a night.
Yeah, I make sure to sleep 8 hours every night. Healthy lifestyle helps you play a lot better. Even though it's just video games, there's you need a lot of mental energy.
Yeah.
And eating well, getting good sleep, things like that really make a big difference.
So back to the scouting part of it for both of you here. So there are people that actually there are leaderboards for Overwatch.
Yep.
And so there are people who are actually looking out for people who are good at it on these leaderboards. How do they approach you?
So there's just like, they just have like public, like we have like a public thing that you can access and just message us through.
Mm-hmm.
But, basically they look at us. If they think we're good, they'll like contact us, ask us if we want to try out or whatnot. That doesn't like happen for us like right now, but like right now there are scenes like, or there's like tiers below that what we play at, like open division contenders. Mm-hmm. is what it's called. Imagine like high school football. That's basically the same thing, just different wording, but, they'll contact you and say, hey, come try out, or hey, we're interested in picking you up. It's like, so.
Yeah. So Dante, what did you think when they reached out to you? What was your first reaction to that?
I was really excited. I remember my tryouts were after a school day, and the whole day I was just super excited to get home and play in the tryouts. I was a bit nervous because it's a big step. It's like jumping from high school to college, like a good college team, or from college to professional.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just super excited to get home and play.
How nervous do you guys get? Do the nerves manifest itself sometime on the screen?
I think the first couple matches are you get really nervous because you haven't played in a while on stage, and it's the first time on stage, and there's so many fans, and it just feels really overwhelming at first.
Yeah.
But then after the first couple matches, you get completely used to it.
Yeah. How different is that, Rock? It's just playing in front of a crowd of people as opposed to, you know, playing in your living room or your dorm room or whatever the case may be.
It's obviously different, but for me, I personally don't get nervous in front of, like, I don't get nervous in front of crowds. What I get nervous about is like playing bad teams. I don't want to lose to bad teams. So that's the only thing I really get nervous about. Like playing all the good teams is great, but I feel like the stage really makes me play better. I can like, when you do the same thing repetitively over and over, it's really hard to like give it like that extra effort that you need to like be flashy, to be like the best, to be outstanding, but like on stage you have to do that. So it makes you, something triggers in my head, and I just like, I feel that. I like that a lot.
That's good. Yeah, the adrenaline. Raucus and Dante of the Houston Outlaws of the Overwatch League joining me here. So what kind of squad are we looking at this year for the Outlaws? What do you guys think, what's the forecast for the team? There's 20 teams in this league. How good a team is Houston getting behind here?
I think we're definitely going to be a top 8 team, meaning we make playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of talent from different teams. We this offseason we were really busy. We got lots of pickups. We have 5 new players and a full new coaching staff. Players from all over the world: Korea, Belgium, Finland, America. And I think we're gonna be great.
Yeah. What about you, Raucus? What's your forecast?
I'm not trying to one up him, but I think we're like a top 5 team.
Top 5 team. Okay.
Easily.
Okay. So 20 teams in the league. 8 teams make the playoff. And the season is spread out over several months.
Yeah.
So do you guys travel on road trips to all these other places?
Yeah, we're going to be flying to all our matches. We have to go from like Philly to D.C. to Florida to Houston to wherever we have to go.
How cool is
that? There's one trip that we have to make to Paris, but some teams like have to go to China and like other countries. But I'm kind of glad that we only have to go to Paris.
Because
traveling is just like...
It's exhausting.
It's exhausting, but... It's going
to
be fun.
Yeah, but it's pretty cool. You're traveling to go play other people
with
video games, right?
Yeah, right?
Like
it's
pretty cool.
No, it's definitely cool.
Do you ever pinch yourself and feel like, man, this is pretty cool that I'm getting to do this?
Sometimes you have to like just soak it in. Sometimes like it can just be random, but like go hit you and be like, wow, this is what I do for a living, and that's kind of crazy.
You know what? I'm curious. What, you guys are both young guys. What's the average age of a player in the league?
I think the average age, honestly, is probably like 20 right now.
So
like the average?
20 to 22, probably.
Yeah. No, I think it's younger. I think if you would have to like... I think it would be younger. I think the average is like 20, and then most of the talent is like a little bit younger.
It's funny. I do. The reason I think about that is, look, this is a game that as you get older, your reflexes and your hand dexterity probably starts to diminish. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if the physical skills and maybe, just the mental wherewithal. It's such a young league. Yeah. I don't know if you guys have even thought about, what's the survivability? Like, is it going to become more and more competitive to remain a player in this league? Because this seems theoretically like something where you could play into a much longer age than, say, a basketball or a football player could.
So I think the average age for professionals retiring in basketball, not the average, but the max you go is 40. Even in football,
the
too.
Max.
Some quarterbacks will go to 42, but it's very rare, right? But
most guys are out of the league by 30.
They don't want to do it that much longer. But we don't have any physical attributes that diminish. Maybe our posture or our neck starts hurting. But I think the biggest thing is mental.
Yeah.
You don't start losing the reaction stuff doesn't I'm one of the older players and I played on the World Cup team this year with a bunch of younger players, 18. I think the youngest person on the team or the second oldest person on the team was 21. And I had almost a second faster reaction time than all of them. I don't think that stuff diminishes actually for a while until 30, 35. Probably.
Okay.
Yeah. I think most players, as they get older, they lose their drive. So that's why they start to become worse or play worse and new stars rise.
Yeah.
But as long as you keep your drive and always have a really competitive aspect to you, you'll be great.
Is there a LeBron James of the Overwatch League? Is there a player that this is the who's the man, or is it a pretty balanced league?
So I think that's hard, right? Because there's arguments there's arguments for Jordan and LeBron, right? Who's the best?
Of course.
There's no clear best player. There are great players, but there's no clear best. But there are players who won a lot already. So it's I don't think there's a clear player right now, but it takes a couple of years. Probably in a couple of years there will be.
So the league is there for the taking now for you guys. That's good stuff. So February 29th is the opener, Revention Center, and London is coming to town?
Yep, London.
All right, how do we get some good hatred, some good vitriol going for London? Is there anybody on that team, or is there any reason to start hating London bad enough to destroy them in Overwatch?
I mean, maybe, actually. They're the season one champions, so it's kind of everyone wants just to beat people that won already, I guess,
of course.
So we just want to want to embarrass them. So
good. I like that.
Yeah, they actually made a lot of roster changes, so it's a brand new team, and it's always fun to play new teams because you never know what you'll get.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hopefully we can surprise some fans and blow them out of the water.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. The Revention Center, a great venue for this sort of thing. It's the Houston Outlaws. It is the Overwatch League. You can get tickets at hou.gg/2020tickets. hou.gg/2020tickets. So, look, if you got kids who want to go out and watch you guys do your thing, or if you're a listener, you're interested in this, this is a big deal. This is a league and a sport that is going to continue to grow and grow and grow with some huge sponsors behind it, and we're really excited to be partnered with the Houston Outlaws here at Entercom and Sports Radio 610. Raucus, Dante, guys, good luck. Go out there and be the next Houston sports heroes, all right?
We'll do our best.
All right.
Yes.
There it is. All right, Raucus and Dante, it is the Houston Outlaws. It is the Overwatch League, and I'm Sean Pendergast.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.